his friends, this year should be a special schus for Rabbi Moranimi Morasi. We are continuing our previous shir on the topic of Tainus Nizkarati Bibari Vishema, Uve Eno Yodea Imperaticha, Uve Mitoch. That was the topic of the previous shir. We saw such neflos mitaras Hashem. And now we will continue with Siyata Dishmaya, the tour, and Simon Ayin Hey Osir Aleph writes, Tano Hilvisicha Mane. One person says to his friend, I lent you a mane. Vehalove Omer, and the Lovag replies, Eini Yodea Im Hilvisani Olo. He says, I don't know if you lent me or not. Ve'ed Echad Meid Shehu Chayav Lo. And one witness testifies that he owes him money. Mitoch she'eno yochel lishavu. We know that one aid is mechayev shvua. So the rule is, mitoch she'eno yochel lishavu mishalim. He can't swear. Why can't he swear? Because he doesn't know. Hello, Veramani Odei says, I don't know if I owe you money or not. So how can he swear? And the aid is mechayiv him to swear. So since he can't swear, the rule is he pays. Lo shnatan eini yodea im levisi vim lav. It doesn't matter whether he tainas. I don't know if I borrowed in the first place or not. Lo shnaim tan eini yodea im parati im lav. Or if he says, I know that I borrowed, but I don't know if I paid up or not. The kevan de aid echad misayel la toveya. Since one aid is helping the Toveya, the one who's demanding the money, Bari Vishema, Bari Adif. He's Bari, the Toveya's Bari. The Nitba is Shema. Bari Vishema, Bari Adif. Umutach Shena Yochel Yishav and Mishaling. Since he can't swear, Adarf Tzolan, he has to pay. Bekvar Toma Bebach. Bebach wonders what is going on over here. Number one, why does the Torah add that it doesn't matter whether he says, I don't know if I paid up or not? In such an instance, if he knows that he borrowed and he doesn't know if he paid up, he's chayev even without eid echad hameid shu chayev lo, because we know that he's chayev money, and he can't prove that he's not chayev money, that he paid it up. So he's chayev even without the aid who is an aide who is helping the Toveya. This is Eino Dan Paraticha. He's chayiv even without the aid echot. Nach HaKashot Gefrek the Bach. How does he write the reason Mishum Bari Vishema Bari Adif? We don't paskin that way. We paskin Bari Vishema Lav Bari Adif. Bari doesn't beat a Shema. He can't be Motzi Mammon because of a Bari against the Shema. Furthermore, says the Bach, what is the Torah need the reason of Bari Vishema Bari Adif? Why isn't it enough for him to say, Mitoch Shena Yochel Yishava? Mishalem, says Moreno Rosh HaYeshiva Zetzal Reb Chaim. To explain the Torah as follows, based on what we explained in a previous shir that we gave not long ago, explaining the foundation of the Machlokas of Bari Vishema Bari Adif, that the reason of the Man D'Amar Bari Adif is because his Taina is a better Taina. That even though it's not a Beirer, he wasn't Mevarer, he didn't prove that he's right, but it's a stronger Taina, B'dinei Mammonis, he is a Din, to be Zeich in the Mammon, Machmas HaGufa, the very fact that his Taina is better than his friend's Taina. And Man D'Amar Lav Bari Adif also agrees, B'Yisod HaDin, She'efshe Luzkois B'Mammon, Al Yedei Taina L'chud, that you can be Zeich to Mammon with just a Taina. Just he holds that Taina's Shema is also considered a Taina. A Taina. Bari Adif, Bari Vishema Bari Adif holds Shema is Nishkin Taina. It's not a Taina, it's nothing. Bari Vishema Lav Bari Adif holds that Shema is also a Taina, and therefore Bari is not Adif. They both have Tainas. And therefore, since the Shema also has a taina, his din is to be zeicha b'mamon mishum dina of hamatzim echarel v'raya. He's tining the mamon's his. That's what we discussed in that shir. Highly recommended. And in an instance where he's chayav shvua to be mevarer his taina, and he can't swear because he simply doesn't know. Everybody agrees that in such an instance bari is adif, because we explain that the reason of the man de'omer lav bari adif is because the Shem is also considered a taina, since he tainas that his din is to be zeicha b'mamon machmas safek of a motzi mechaval v'raya. So I'm holding on to the money, I don't know. So that's also a taina to say that you can hold on to the money. So that's normally. But in a case where you have to mevar your taina b'shvua, like here where there's a chiyu shvua, with an eid echad, yimei neyochol yishova mishalein. Harein nimtza. And in such an instance, he can't be zeicha b'mamon al yidei tainas Shem. He has to be mevar his taina. Tainas Shem is not a beirur. And therefore, it's not a beirur, it's not a taina. It's not a taina bari adif. Erot gehat nishkin taina, they would say in Lakewood. He doesn't have a taina at all. I think they would say that. I've only been there twice. Both times for weddings, it was just a few hours. So everybody agrees that bari is adif when you need a taina and you don't have one. When you have a taina shema b'vakasha, you have shema. But when you need a bari, when you need a taina and you don't have one because you have to swear and you can't, you need a berur. So shema doesn't hold water. Therefore, it's not a taina. It's not a taina, and everybody holds that bari is adif. So it emerges that besides the mechayiv of mitoich shena yochal lihishova mishalem, there's also a taina, a machayev here, of bari adif, and that is what the tool was writing. When eid echad is misayela toveya, bari v'shema bari adif, because he has somebody helping him, and therefore he needs a shvua. The shema guy needs the shvua. He can't take a shvua. That means he needs a beirur. Doesn't have the beirur, bari adif. I frek the bach, we hold lav bari odif. The answer is lav bari odif when the shema is a taina. But here the shema is not a taina, because here we need a bearer, and he doesn't have one, because he can't swear, he doesn't know. And memela we say the shema is not a taina, but kuli alma modu, then in such a case bari odif. And based on what we explain, we can answer what the bach asked. Why does the b'tur need the reason of bari adif? Why is it enough for him with the reason of mitoch sheni yochel lishav mishalim? So it would appear that we already mentioned that the tur is very difficult. Why did he add on the second in ofen of eini yodea imperaticha? There he's chayev, even without an eid echad. That's what we already asked. Even without an eid echad, if he says any day in paraticha, he's chayev. If he says, I admit that I borrowed, but I don't know if I paid up, he's chayev. In the Knesset Sagadola, brought in the Ketzos, that we mentioned the first year, he answered that the tour needed to add the case of mitoch sheni yochel lishav mishalem. Also, for the case of Eini Yodea Imperaticha, to teach us that even if he goes back and he says, oh yeah, Nizkarti, oh, I remembered, yeah, I did pay, he's not Neman. He's not Neman. The Ktsos learns that what the Knesset Gedola wants to be Mechadesh is that if you have a chiyuv of mitoich she'enu yochal liyishov mishalem, niskarati doesn't help. Mashen kein a normal eini yodea imperaticha, there niskarati is effective, like we saw from the Ramah in the previous year. So, frak the ktsos on the knes hagdola, that this is a din mechodesh below tam v'raya. Mechitesi, that when you're in the realm of mitoch sheni yochal lishav v'mishalem, you can't say niskarti. Why not? So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. That even the Knesset HaGedolah didn't intend to say this chiddush that the Ketzos said he wanted to say. That an achiyav of mitoch sheni yochal lishav v'lo mahani niskarti doesn't help. And he admits, he agrees, that in the din of mitoch, niskarti helps. Like the Ketzos wanted to learn. Just in the tziur of the tour, that there's also the reason of Bari in Shema, he writes that Nizkarti is not effective. The explanation is that in the reason of the Ramo, that Nizkarti is effective, when he says, Eini Yodea Imperaticha, we explain that his Chiyuv is not because he lost because of his Taina. Not when he says, Eini Yodea, he had a bad Taina, so he lost. No. Shorish HaChiyuv is because he didn't taina anything, and therefore he can say Nizkarti. It's not Begeder Choze V'Toein because he never made a taina in the first place. Any Odeh is Nishkin taina. If so, also Legabe Mitoch, the same thing is Shayach, like the Ktzos learns, that even if you have a Mitoch Sheni Yochal Yishav V'Mishalem, his Chiyuv is not because of the Etzem taina Shel Eni Yodeh, but rather, because of this taina, he can't be nishba, and therefore there's no kamdina. It's not that any din has been established. There's no psak din. We don't consider it as if there's been a psak din. Just if he's not nishba, he's mishalim. But when he says niskarti, and now he wants to swear, now he can become pater. He can be absolved. It's not that he's choyzer b'toin. He's just he never made a taina in the first place. Just in the tziur of the tour, that there's a mechayev also midin bari v'shema, the Knesset HaGedolah writes that nizkarti is not effective. Because here, the toveya is zoche, midin bari adif. And bari adif, as we explain, when you say bari v'shema, bari adif, nizkarti is no good. Because we consider it as if there's already been a psak din, kedivrei habari, and there's no more eno chozer v'toin. Because as we explained in the previous shir, bari b'shem bari adif, according to that opinion, kamdina, there's been a psak, and therefore there's no retraction afterwards. So according to this, we understand the whole tour. And the Knesset HaGedolah, what the Knesset HaGedolah wanted to explain in the tour, that the tour added this tziur of Eini Yodea Imperaticha in this din, where there is an Eid Echad HaMaseyeh LaToveya, to teach us that even if he comes and says Nizkarti Eino Neman, and it's different than any other Eini Yodea Imperaticha, there the Rama says Niskarti helps. And the Torah explains the reason. Because Bari V'Shema Bari Adif Mitoch Sheni Yochal Yishav V'Mishalim, like we said, then at time Mitoch Sheni Yochal Yishav V'Mishalim alone, it's not enough. Because there Niskarti is good, a person can say Niskarti. Because self, like the Ketzos says, his chiyuv is because he hasn't been mevara his taina yet. So he hasn't said anything. Since he hasn't said anything, he could change his mind. It's not begeder chozer v'toin. Lav midi katayin. So there's no mitoch shena yochal, there's no kamdina. There hasn't been a taina yet. And therefore the Torah adds the reason of Bari Shema Bari Adif. And that's like we explain. Then Mitoch, you can change your mind. it was just mitoch alone, then you can change your mind. But once you have mitoch, then you go back and you say that afilu l'didan bari adif. And therefore niskarti doesn't help. Because why was he zoch in the mammon? He was zoch in the mammon because his taina is a better taina. The taina of bari, what is, like we explained in the previous shir, why is bari v'shama bari adif? Bari is a stronger taina. So therefore that's kamdina. So because, since there's a mitoch sheni yochal yishava mishalem, which is not enough to say that the person can't say niskarti. Mitoch sheni yochal yishava mishalem, he can't say niskarti. This is not begeder chozer v'toin. Once you say that, then you say that bari is adif. Since he can't taina, eno yochol yishava, so we're not just giving the other guy the money as a default. The other guy has a taina of bari. And then lekuli alma bari adif. And lo hadar dina, he can't change his mind anymore. Because that's a psak. Kam dina. And therefore, eino chozer v'toin. And that was what we explained in the previous shir, that the man de'amar bari v'shema bari odif yisod adinu de'alima taina didei mitainas shema shel hanitba v'nimtzit dischiyasu mishum tanasa. His taina is stronger than what the shema says. The shema is not even, if the shema had a schus taina, that would be considered a taina, so then he has a taina and he has a taina. So Bari's not strong enough to take away from the Shem. But that's if you hold Bari Shem alav Bari Yadif. But if you say that Shem is not even a Taina, then Bari is a Taina. And it's stronger than Shema. And once you say that a Bari is a stronger Taina than a Shema, according to that opinion, Shema doesn't even have a Schus Taina. In other words, we're not dealing here with a Beirur. You don't have to be a varer, but you at least have to have a taina. And that's enough to keep it in a matzav of suffik. But if you hold bari v'shema, lav bari adif, so then the shema has a taina. Bari can't take it away. We remain with the suffik. If you hold lav bari adif, you hold bari adif, that means that the bari is a stronger taina. And shema is not even considered a taina. He doesn't know, he knows. So since the bari taina wins because it's a stronger taina, Memela kamdina. So the mitoch sheni yochol leishava mishalem brings us back to a matzav of bari adif. He can't say anything, and memela bari wins because the shem is not even a taina. And then we say kamdina. And kamdina, the din has already been established, and you can't say niskarti. And that's why the Torah sticks in both mitoch sheni yochol leishava mishalem and bari adif. So. If you want to understand better, it's kedai to hear that other shir that we gave. And obviously this is a big topic, and Amir Tzashem, I hope Hashem gives us the koach and the moch and the simchas chayim to continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.